Russia defies simple categorization. It's a land where babushkas in shabby coats share streets with glamorous fur-clad models, where military parades in Red Square contrast with the feather-light grace of ballerinas performing Tchaikovsky. This complexity extends through every aspect of Russian life, from its sprawling geography spanning 11 time zones to its dramatic climate extremes and conflicting values. When asked if they're European or Asian, Russians typically respond that they are simply Russian, inhabitants of that enormous space between continents. This vastness has profoundly shaped the Russian character. As philosopher Nikolai Berdyaev noted, Russian people have in their souls enormous spaces, the boundless eternity of the Russian plains. This immensity manifests in everything Russians do, from their architecture to their drinking habits, creating a people who are larger than life in both joy and sorrow. Russia's harsh continental climate has forged a resilient national character. Most regions experience dramatic seasonal temperature swings, with the village of Oymyakon in the Sakha Republic ranking among the world's coldest inhabited places. Winter temperatures there average minus 47 C and once plummeted to minus 71.2 C. Russian winters last significantly longer than in Europe, often extending into April or May. This limited growing season explains characteristic Russian behaviors, shtormovshchina, short bursts of intense work, and the naavos, risk-taking approach that contributes to their legendary resilience. The country's 120,000 rivers and 2 million lakes span its vast territory. Despite being surrounded by seas, most of Russia lies more than 402 kilometers from any coast, fostering an inward-looking mentality that still influences Russian foreign policy. The diverse climatic zones create distinct regional identities, from the densely populated European Russia to the tough Siberiaki, survival instincts, to the independent Dalnovostochniki, Far Easterners, who live 8 hours by flight from Moscow. Russia's history has been described as a civilization of tears, marked by spiritual strength, resistance to invaders, and remarkable resilience through authoritarian rule. Russians trace their ancestry to Eastern Slavic tribes, with Kievan Rus founded in the 9th century and Orthodox Christianity introduced in 988 when Prince Vladimir ordered mass baptisms in the Dnieper River, a pivotal moment that shaped Russian identity for centuries. The Tatar invasion under Genghis Khan isolated Russia from Europe and profoundly influenced Russian culture, reflected in the saying, "With the Russian, scratch the surface, find a Tatar." Moscow's emergence began with Prince Dmitry's victory over the Tatars at Kulikovo in 1380, but true independence came under Ivan III, the first to call himself Tsar. The Romanov dynasty ruled for 300 years, during which Russia developed its own Christianity, alphabet, and serfdom, which lasted until 1861. Even after emancipation, playwright Anton Chekhov admitted he was still squeezing the slave mentality out of himself, drop by drop. The 20th century brought unprecedented tragedy: world wars, revolutions, civil war, Stalin's terror, and prison camps. These events help explain why Russians don't readily smile in public. Millions perished during this period. Russian society today is stratified into distinct classes, from the elite politicians and businessmen whose interests intertwine more extensively than in the West, to the new Russians who own property abroad and send their children to foreign schools, to a middle class that has experienced a roller coaster existence since the Soviet collapse. Each generation differs dramatically from the previous one, having lived through different social transformations. The war-era generation lives by the motto, "We'll survive anything as long as there is no war," remaining nostalgic about Soviet times with guaranteed healthcare. The 1960s youths experienced Stalin's fear, Khrushchev's false hope, and the stagnation of the 1970s, becoming cynical after having their hopes repeatedly crushed. The 35 to 50 brains and guts age group created Russia's market economy after the Soviet collapse, using survival tactics taught by their skeptical parents. Those in their 20s and 30s are the first generation raised entirely without Soviet ideology, free from both Soviet legacy and memories of autocracy. They inhabit a political and economic structure built for them, with the Soviet past barely registering in their consciousness. The Russian mentality combines layers of orthodox Christian values, communist moral codes, Western influences, and Putin-era Russian values. A fundamental contradiction exists. Russians respect the top father figure, while simultaneously showing total disrespect for law and authority. As philosopher Shapovalov notes, regardless of regime changes, power is always them, and the people are always us. The Russian communal spirit stems from the peasant village commune, Obshchina, where cooperation and social equality were paramount, later reinforced by 70 years of communist ideology. Individual rights have historically been subordinated to collective needs, with no direct Russian equivalent for privacy. The communal ownership system created a peculiar relationship with property. Since serfs worked land they didn't own and saw the fruits of their labor taken away, they developed little care for communal spaces. This explains why Russian apartment stairwells remain dirty as spaces that belong to everybody and therefore to nobody, while individual apartments are warm and cozy inside. The Russian calendar combines Soviet celebrations, post-independence holidays, and revived Orthodox festivities. New Year's remains Russia's favorite holiday, with celebrations around the New Year tree and gifts from Dead Morose, Father Frost. Orthodox Christmas follows 13 days later, while Easter represents the most significant religious celebration, beginning with Lenten fasting and culminating in all-night services. Victory Day commemorates the 1945 defeat of Nazi Germany, with military parades and Russians carrying portraits of relatives who fought in the war. Russians need to feed their souls through art, forming lines for exhibitions and performances. The Hermitage Museum houses the world's largest collection of Dutch paintings, while Russian theater thrives from prestigious institutions to intimate basement studios. Russian music embodies the national soul, passionate, melancholic, and melodic, blending folk traditions with classical influences. The banya, Russian bath, a centuries-old institution, involves sweating on wooden benches, being beaten with birch branches to stimulate circulation, then plunging into cold water. Beyond physical benefits, it requires effort from your soul and serves as a venue for celebrations, business meetings, and social gatherings. Modern Russia's business landscape reflects its contradictions. Capitalist consumer paradises stand opposite Soviet monuments, with the Kremlin's power looming over all. Corruption remains endemic, with Transparency International ranking Russia alongside Nigeria and Guatemala. In this high-context culture, personal connections determine business success or failure, with Russians typically establishing trust and personal rapport before conducting business. Discovering the Russian soul is like opening a matryoshka doll, working through layers to find the gem inside. Beyond Moscow's bling and gray suburbs, beyond St. Petersburg's grand palaces and serious faces in crowded streets, you'll discover the true Russia, strong-spirited, compassionate, and warm. As one Frenchman wrote after living there, "Please come drag me out of here, because if you don't, I will remain here forever." Russianness is contagious. It grows in you and makes you so attached to this country that you want to stay and never leave.